The epistle for the Feast of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist is taken from that of Isaiah. Give ear, you islands, and hearken, you people from afar. The Lord has called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother he has been mindful of my name. And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand he has protected me. And he made me as a chosen arrow. In his quiver he has hidden me. And he said to me, you are my servant Israel, for in you will I glory. And now says the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant, behold, I have given you to be the light of the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation, even to the farthest part of the earth. Kings shall see, and princes shall rise up, and adore for the Lord's sake, and for the Holy One of Israel, who has chosen you. And the Gospel is taken from that of St. Luke. Elizabeth's time was fulfilled that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and kinfolk heard that the Lord had magnified his mercy towards her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child. And they were going to call him by his father's name, Zachary. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said to her, there is none of your kindred that is called by this name. And they kept inquiring by signs of his father what he would have him called. And asking for a writing tablet, he wrote the words, John is his name. And they all marveled. And immediately his mouth was opened, and his tongue loosed, and he began to speak, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were spoken abroad in all the hill countries of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their heart, saying, what then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him. And Zachary, his father, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and wrought redemption for his people. Thus are the words of today's Gospel. O God, direct the minds of all the faithful in the way of everlasting salvation. These words from today's collect, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Most of the saints of the Church are honored on or near the date of their death, since that was the time when they made their joyful entrance into heaven. There are just three people whose birthday the Church celebrates, the day on which they were born into this world. The first two are easy for us to remember and understand. Christ, whose birthday is on Christmas, and the Blessed Virgin Mary, whose birthday is on September 8th. And what did these two have in common? They were both completely free from the stain of original sin. For Christ as God, it was impossible to have sin on his soul, and the Blessed Mother was given a singular grace as the only person after the fall of Adam to be created without original sin. And then the third person, whose birthday we celebrate today, is St. John the Baptist. And St. Augustine tells us that we properly celebrate the birth of the Baptist in addition to his martyrdom, since he came into the world without sin. He came into the world without sin. But while he was still in his mother's womb, St. Elizabeth, he was filled with the Holy Ghost and thereby cleansed from original sin. So he was conceived with original sin, but while still in the womb of his mother, he was filled with the grace of the Holy Ghost and had his original sin taken away. And it is on account of this sinless birth that the Church today honors the nativity of St. John the Baptist. But his birthday would be irrelevant if he had not lived his entire life as he began it, without sin. It was largely on account of this sanctity that Christ said, of all those born of women, there has never been one greater than John the Baptist. He is so great because of his sanctity, but also because of his role, his mission as the precursor of Christ, sent to prepare the way for him. He lived for Christ and not for himself. And it is for this reason that St. John the Baptist is called great by Christ. If we look at the most common religions in the world, they each had a founder who claimed to bring a message from God. Buddha, Muhammad, Confucius, Christ. And it makes sense that each of these men should be heard and their words should be weighed. It is also reasonable to expect God himself to prove the validity of the words of these messengers by some sign. Fulton Sheen used the example of a visitor coming from another country who comes and says that he's a diplomat. He would be expected to show his passport and other documents to prove his word, that he is who he says he is. And likewise, it's reasonable to expect the same from somebody who says that they come from God. He should bring with him some sort of evidence to back up this claim. But only one of the founders of a religion has such evidence. Only one has had the location of his birth foretold. Only one was prophesied to be born of a virgin. The time of his coming was broadly known, for he would arrive when the tribe of Judah was no longer the supreme, most powerful tribe of the 12 tribes of Israel. Even his painful death was foretold by those who came before him. This claimant, of course, is Jesus Christ. And the details of his life were foretold by many prophets. Each of their prophecies was a proof, once it was fulfilled by Christ, that he was who he claimed to be, a messenger sent by God. But of all of those prophets who went before Christ and prepared the world for his coming, the greatest, according to our Lord himself, was John the Baptist. For as Christ himself said, there was never born one of woman greater than he. His birth was, according to Bede the Venerable, the beginning of the grace of the new covenant. He was the first to point out the Messiah, crying out, "Behold the Lamb of God." Such a saint as Saint John the Baptist is brought forth for us to honor him and also for us to imitate him. If we go through his words, which have been recorded in the gospel, we see a common theme. He said, "I baptize with water, that there shall come one mightier than I, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to loose." He pointed out our Lord to his disciples, saying, "Behold the Lamb of God." Then, when Christ came to the Jordan to be baptized by him, John said, "It is I who should be baptized by you." And finally, he said of our Lord, "He must increase and I must decrease." Each time we hear St. John speaking, his focus is completely, humbly, and lovingly on Christ. "There comes one, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to loose." John admits that he is not even worthy to perform the humblest and simplest of servants for our Lord, of loosening his shoe. And again, he shows his unworthiness to all when he tells Christ, when he almost pleads with Christ, "You should not be baptized by me, but I by you." And as the end of his mission, as the precursor was approaching, and the crowds which John attracted to the desert were dwindling, as he began to turn towards Christ, John told his disciples, "He must increase, and I must decrease." He completely understood his role as the precursor. He was not the main attraction, but was to prepare the way for our Lord. But these words should be understood more deeply than that. "He must increase, and I must decrease." This phrase, this prayer, should be present in our minds as we prepare to receive our Lord in Holy Communion. "Lord, help me to become less filled with myself, with my pride, with my envy, with my lust, so that I can be filled with you, with your grace, with your love. I must decrease, that you may increase in me. Help me be humble, as St. John the Baptist was humble, not so that I can criticize the pride of others or for any other personal satisfaction, but exclusively for love of you." Let us use St. John the Baptist as an example, and let us listen to his words. As he directed others towards Christ and away from himself, let us also look towards Christ and away from ourselves. And as today's post-communion prayer says, Let us be joyful at the birth of the blessed John the Baptist, through whom we know the author of our regeneration, our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.